Good morning. My name is John Mark Nielsen, Executive Director at the Danish Immigrant Museum. Today, June 5th, is an important day in Danish history. For June 5th marks Grundlovsdag, the English equivalent, or because English and Danish are close to each other, Grundlov, ground, the ground law, or the grounding law. In English, we would say Constitution. June 5th is Denmark's Constitution Day. It was on this day in 1849 that the Danish people received their first constitution, making Denmark a constitutional monarchy. Before that time, the Danish king had ruled from 1660 until 1849 as an absolute monarch. There was no check on the monarch and his activities. And prior to 1660, the Danish monarchy had ruled as an elected monarch, but the monarch, the king, or in one case with Queen Margrethe I, the queen, was elected from the aristocracy, from the royal house. So Denmark, up until 1849, had existed under a monarchy, but had that monarchy was not limited by a constitution. And so in 1849, the Danish monarch, King Frederick VII, ordained the first constitution. This had come from work by a committee that had been set up in 1848 and was in many ways a response to the revolutions that were sweeping Europe in the year of 1848. The Danish Constitution of 1848 then brought into existence two houses of parliament that would work with the Danish monarch. And all males over the age of 30 had the opportunity to vote for members or representatives to the one of the houses, the lower house, which was called the Folketing or People's House. And then electors, though all males at this point had an opportunity to vote for them, electors then voted representatives to the upper house, the Landsting, and members of the Landsting had to have higher property ownership, had to be of maybe a higher economic standard. In some ways, the two houses, the Folketing and the Landsting, were not unlike our House of Representatives and our Senate in the United States. This Folketing then and Landsting provided government and provided the kind of outline of government until a disastrous war in 1864 led to the loss of the duchies of Schleswig and Holstein. And in 1866, the Danish government then offered a second constitution, and it came into effect on June 5th, 1866. This limited the number of men that could vote for the Landsting and Folketing, and in some ways restricted the democratic principles, and set in motion a struggle that then came about to a third change in the Constitution, which occurred between 1915 and 1920. And it was with the Constitution of 1915, again passed on June 5th, that women first received the vote. There was universal right of voting in Denmark as of June 5th, 1915, 5 full years before women in America enjoyed the right to vote. This constitution was enforced until 1953, when again on June 5th, the last constitution that now the Danes are governed by was passed, and again it was on June 5th, but this 1953, and that did away with the Landsting and set up a unicameral government, a one-house government, the Folketing. Another important aspect of this constitution is that it allowed women to succeed to the throne. Although males had first right, if there were no male heirs, then a woman could succeed to the throne. And that, of course, is what led to Queen Margrethe II then coming to the throne in 1972. So June 5th is an important day in Danish history. It is Constitution Day, and it is celebrated as such all over Denmark, and actually in some of the communities, Danish-American communities here in the United States. At one time, Kimbolton, for example, celebrated annually Grundlovsdag, Danish Constitution Day. Thank you.